Penguin Audio presents Black Veil by Kristen Britton. Read by Ellen Archer. Black Veil.
Remember, we are all prey here.
As one, Grandmother's retainers glanced down at the puddle of blood soaking into the duff of the forest floor. It was all that remained of Regan.
Do not step outside the wards, Grandmother said, where I cannot protect you.
As if to augment her words, a bestial cry rang out from the forest. Surratt whimpered, and the others shifted uneasily. Grandmother said some appropriate words in memory of Regan. He'd been a good, strong porter, always helpful with camp, and obedient to her every wish and devout in the ways of Second Empire. During their break, he had left them to relieve himself. By necessity, the warding Grandmother set when they were stopped for a mere break was not great in circumference. Regan had taken but a couple steps too many past its protection. They heard his scream, its sharp cutoff, and he was gone. Black Veil Forest was dangerous, perhaps the most dangerous place on Earth. Grandmother frequently reminded her people of the forest's treachery, but Regan proved that a moment of inattention could be one's last, a harsh lesson to them all. It did not help anyone's flagging spirits that they were lost, again. Grandmother pulled her hood up against the unceasing drizzle. It was late winter, but snow never seemed to reach the ground here. It was